This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, you know, I really want this to be over with. I'm tired of talking about vaccines. I'm tired of talking about COVID. I know you guys are tired of listening to it. But the problem is as these mandates come out, and as businesses are going to be fined, and now that OSHA is empowered to fine businesses, even for the mask mandate, which we're going to kind of clarify, because some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, wait, so now OSHA can come in and fine me if one of my employees lets their mask drop? Well, we're going to talk about that. But the boosters have been out. FDA had approved the boosters for Pfizer, for Moderna, for Johnson & Johnson. We spoke about, though, how a booster given in Taiwan to a bunch of people that was AstraZeneca when they should have gotten Moderna, resulted in some serious side effects. So even though we don't have AstraZeneca, I don't know how many studies have looked at, for those of us that got Pfizer or Moderna, if we could go and jump to Johnson & Johnson. So my suggestion is, if you got Pfizer, go ahead and get Pfizer. If you got Moderna, go ahead and get Moderna. You can mix and match them. If you got Johnson & Johnson, go ahead and get a Pfizer. Go ahead and get a Moderna or a Johnson & Johnson. But I just don't know if I would go from mRNA and then go over to Johnson & Johnson until we know more about what happened with this Moderna, I guess third dose, and instead they ended up getting AstraZeneca, and there were some issues. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But as boosters have rolled out, public officials probably thought that everybody was going to run and get them. Now, mind you, people were already getting boosters before the announcement. But numbers are starting to come in where not as many people are getting the boosters as these public officials expected. In California, they expected 1.1 million boosters to have already been given or requested, but only 230,000 booster shots were administered. They say that's about 21% of the projected demand. For adults under 65, only 450,000 booster doses were administered when they expected 2.7 million. I don't know where they expected it. I told you guys early on, people, you know, were not very excited about getting the vaccine as it was. Maybe you threatened them, maybe you scared them, maybe you goaded them into it and they got it, and, you know, it's probably protecting them. I really believe there is vaccine protection from this vaccine and COVID protection, but it doesn't mean they were all on board. So now with the boosters, you have all these countries where there's so many countries where people haven't even been vaccinated yet, and now we're going, you know, we're doing the boosters, and I agree with those who are immunocompromised, those who are at risk, let them have it. But what I don't like is, again, this threat of mandates. And when people said, no, Dr. Dahlia, they're not going to mandate the COVID shot, they're definitely not going to mandate the booster. Well, here we are dealing with COVID mandates, and already we're seeing hospitals start to mandate boosters. Now, why would anybody mandate a booster? Well, we saw some of the data come out with Johnson & Johnson, for instance, where the vaccine efficacy dropped down to 3%, 3% by 6 months, meaning those people are not officially fully vaccinated. They did their part. They took the shot. They did what they were told, but with the immunity waning. So my concern, because with the way this government runs, is it's all about the threats. It's all about the mandates. I don't know where the incentives are. I don't know where they look, guys. You know, you're smart. You're adults. Yeah, here are shots. If you want them, you have them. If not, on you. They're not doing that because it ends up being on the hospital. It ends up being on a very poorly built healthcare system. Our healthcare system is so lacking, where we don't have enough hospitals and we don't have enough hospital beds, that what is the government's answer? Well, let's just mandate a vaccine, as opposed to building more hospitals. We're spending all this money on vaccine and vaccine education and the Affordable Care Act and all that, and where's any of that trillions of dollars spent on making free clinics, making hospitals? If people could get in and get seen and not have to sit home, then we'll have less deaths. I don't understand why we aren't giving additional focus to where it needs. So if in California they're starting to go, we have all these boosters, we bought all these booster shots and people aren't using them, what do you think is going to come next? And the reason why these public officials went for the mandate and are getting away with the mandate is because they said, well, because it's public health. Vaccinated individuals are not spreading the virus, even though we've had studies that say they do. Unvaccinated individuals are at higher risk for hospitalization and death. So we're mandating the vaccine. Well, if months go by and vaccine immunity wanes, then it's going to just take somebody to decide to get on the microphone and go, all right, attention, everybody. You need the booster or you're not vaccinated. You're unvaccinated. So, I'm not saying everybody run and get the booster so we don't get a mandate. I'm not saying that. But if you are at high risk for the virus, the boosters are there. But eventually, if they don't use them, they lose them. Meaning they expire, meaning they have to be thrown out. Or we have to give them to countries, which I am for. You know, the World Health Organization again said, guys, can you give the vaccine to these other countries? Apparently in Africa, only 6% of the continent's population is currently vaccinated. If you want to know where the next COVID variant is going to come from, it's going to come from not a country, but a continent that doesn't have enough immunity or a level of herd immunity. So I think it is in America's best interest to, if somebody doesn't want the shot here in America, give it to a country that does. But that's not what's going to happen. If people are not, I guess, taking the boosters as seriously as the government wants, they're going to say, well, the vaccine mandate's worked, so why don't we just extend the mandate to, all right, now you all need your boosters. So just be prepared. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Marcus wants me to explain what is off-label use. So off-label use, and I'm wondering if this is in regards to one of our previous shows where we were talking about fluvoxamine and ivermectin and these medications used, quote-unquote, off-label that might have a huge role in COVID. So they've been found to have a huge role in COVID, but we're not using them in America. So I guess off-label, how I look at it, is FDA gives you a label. When you go through your drug regulatory somersaults and obstacle courses, in order for you to get FDA approval, you have to apply for a, you know, specific indication for your drug. You can't just say, my drug is going to be good for everything. Right? Because the FDA has to then study everything. They don't want to do that. They're like, look, are you using this drug to lower your cholesterol? Are you using this drug to lower your diabetes? Are you using this drug for depression? And then they will study, they will look at the studies and look at the clinical trials that were supposedly testing if it, the drug was good for cholesterol, diabetes, or depression. So if the FDA approves a medication, like let's say Zoloft, sertraline, for depression, that'll be the, its label. Kind of like what you would see on a vitamin, like a label, but it's an FDA label. This is what we're approving it for. Now, I told you that I had some patients where I noticed if I gave them Zoloft, they had less heartburn. They had their blood pressure seemed to spike less. It seemed to help them with their anxiety. Now, I would never use that instead of a blood pressure medication, instead of a PPI for acid reflux. But when I saw patients on these chronic medications, and I thought they had also some baseline anxiety and maybe some mood issues, and when I put them on it, it seemed to work. So an off-label use is using a medication that the FDA does not have on its label. So if I say, look, I think you're having blood pressure spikes because of your anxiety, I think the Zoloft or sertraline is going to help your anxiety, so why don't we try it? That's off-label. Doctors do that. They'll do that. It's not illegal. It's with medicines such as like an SSRI, because somebody has depression or anxiety or whatever, it's, you know, it doesn't really fall under a, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. But hydroxychloroquine did. Hydroxychloroquine, and inappropriately so, fell upon the, you don't write it for that, all doctors are forbidden to write it for that, blah, 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 blah. And it's very rare to have a governor, it's very rare to have a politician tell doctors not to prescribe something. I mean, can you just imagine how asinine that was? For there to be public officials saying, doctors, we don't want you to use this medication. As if we doctors don't know how to decipher medical studies. But they thought that doctors were being snowed by online misinformation. Now, there are some stupid doctors out there. We've seen it. We've seen unethical doctors. We've seen that. But when a doctor is studying and going through the same pattern they go through when they look up drugs, even drugs that are FDA approved. Wasn't Vioxx FDA approved? And I was like, I don't care. I'm not prescribing that sucker. Vioxx was causing my patient's blood pressure to rise. I'm like, no, thank you. Uh-uh. No way. So we like to look at our own studies. Pharmaceutical companies may give us a study, and we're like, yeah, that's from the pharmaceutical company. Can I see a more objective source? But we doctors were trained throughout our training to learn how to read a research article, to learn how to read a case study, to learn how to study a medication. And when doctors had patients who were dying of COVID, and all we were told is, well, we have nothing that's FDA approved, of course these doctors are going to look at off-label use of things. Especially if there were studies saying, look, we think this could help. Now, again, it all has to do with the lawyers and liability. And so if people were getting heart disease or a heart attack or abnormal rhythm with the hydroxychloroquine, nobody wants to be on the other side of that jury going, you know, you approved a medication that caused these people to have heart issues. But doctors will have conversations with their patients and say, look, there could be risks. I'm about to do a procedure on you. There could be risks. I'm going to give you informed consent. I'm going to let you decide. But if you're scared and you think you want this and we don't have anything else, I don't want to lose my license, but I am willing to help you if this is something you want. And that's what doctors did. And because Trump had brought up hydroxychloroquine, everybody, well, not everybody, but, you know, a bunch of, you know, political people got their panties all up in a bunch, and then they told us that we couldn't write it. Dennis Prager's been on hydroxychloroquine. Now, I'm not saying that made his COVID mild or not, but, you know, there have been people that have done well with hydroxychloroquine. I don't write it because I can't. In my state, I'm not allowed to. Unless I'm treating somebody for lupus. And all these medications can have side effects. We know that. Ivermectin can have side effects. Fluvoxamine can have side effects. But there are multiple studies out there showing that we have some amazing off-label uses that might apply to COVID and preventing people from being in the hospital. And I wish there would be an easier way to allow patients access to these medications. Because instead, what are they doing? They're trying to get it from veterinary stores. They're trying to get it from, you know, I don't know, fish tank drops or whatever they're doing to get the hydroxychloroquine or the ivermectin from veterinary stores. And so people are doing this because there's a disconnect. The FDA seems to be all over it if it's a pharmaceutical company. If it's a generic drug, nope, still not available. And I told you why. The FDA has their cojones on the line. So if it's a brand new drug like Merck's Molnupiravir, or this new Pfizer antiviral, and it's a new drug, newly formulated, they have a sample size, they have a test, a clinical trial, there's no baggage. Somebody can't say something back in 1982 happened with ivermectin and you guys should have known about it. It's a lot of work to repurpose another drug. They need to. But I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. What might happen, because the CDC on their website is like, look, this is not FDA approved. This isn't FDA approved. This isn't, you know, clinical trials are inconclusive. What they might later do, if they don't want to have the liability and go through all the regulatory stuff, is they might say, look, there is some promising data. We are not endorsing it. We cannot endorse it because we don't have the ability to go through the years of studies, you know, for us to look at every single possible scenario. But it has been listed as a possible tool in the fight of COVID. And you and your doctor decide. Why not something like that? Why not you and your doctor decide? That's what people have been asking when it comes to the vaccines. Why are non-doctors, right, telling us that we can't go into a restaurant, we can't take our kids to school, we can't see our loved one in the hospital, even though a doctor might have said that. And where's the, you sit down with your doctor. Let the doctor run some antibody tests. Let us have the ability to run titers to see how much antibodies you have. And if somebody who has had COVID has higher antibodies than somebody else with a Johnson & Johnson vaccine or Pfizer or Moderna, call them, you know, immune. It's really not that difficult. So I hope that answers your question with off-label. Labels what the FDA says you could use a drug for, such as ivermectin can be used as an anti-parasite, but off-label would be a COVID use because the FDA has not approved it as such. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very pleased about the monthly jobs report.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans.
The economy adding 531,000 jobs in October. Unemployment dropping to 4.6% last month. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get President Biden's Build Back Better agenda across the finish line on Friday with a vote in the House. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is no fan of the social spending bill that they're trying to push over the finish line.
The vote today is rushed and irresponsible.
McCarthy saying the bill will harm the American people and ripping Democrats for trying to pass the social spending bill.
And all today, they want to rush through a bill that will cost $4 trillion and bring more harm and damage.
USA Radio News. A memorial service taking place at the Washington National Cathedral for Colin Powell on Friday. Expected attendees include President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, former President Obama and his wife Michelle, along with former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura. The former Secretary of State and Army retired general died last month from complications of COVID-19. Chicago public schools are canceling classes next Friday for Vaccination Awareness Day. Officials hope students will use the day off on November 12th to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The cancellation comes after the CDC approved the vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 years old earlier this week. Vice President Kamala Harris hosting the Biden administration's first meeting of its National Space Council on Friday. Harris will be at the Goddard Space Flight Center just outside of Washington, D.C. That's where she's set to announce a Space Council meeting for December 1st. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Sorry, I'm having some lighting issues. Don't forget to call in. Follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I love football. Right, Packers are supposed to play the Chiefs. The spread was about 7, and I don't know if that has changed. I think it changed right after the announcement that Aaron Rodgers will not be playing, because Aaron Rodgers is benched until November 13th. And the reason why is he tested positive for COVID-19, and it was leaked that he never got the COVID-19 vaccine. Now we're being told that he's ticked. We've seen Aaron Rodgers ticked. I don't even have to post a picture. I mean, we know what his facial expression is. He's mad. And you know what? He has a right to be. I think he has a right to be. I don't really like the idea that we have to show you our, you know, vaccine status. Or, you know, if you tell me you are STD free, I still don't believe it. Because you could have gotten an STD after you were tested. The test could be a false negative. How do you know you're STD free? So it would be nice for you to show me your labs, but can I believe it all the time? Same thing with the vaccine. You show me your vaccine card. I don't know if it's real. I don't ask. I don't ask if you've been vaccinated. I mean, as a doctor, I ask. But in terms of me going out and, you know, to a restaurant or whatever, I don't ask people if they've been vaccinated, because you as a vaccinated individual can still be spreading it. So if I need to use caution, I need to use caution whether you're vaccinated or not. So even though I don't agree with Aaron Rodgers on a lot of things, you know, because I think he's been kind of mean to my to my Cowboys at times. He has every right to be furious for this leak. So the reason why people are getting their, jockstrap in a bunch is because Aaron Rodgers had said he was, quote-unquote, immunized. And he was asked this in August. And during a press conference, he said he was. Yet Mike Garofalo of NFL Network said he wasn't unvaccinated, or he wasn't vaccinated, meaning he has to then miss Sunday's game, doesn't get to come back till November 13th, and they host the Seattle Seahawks the next day on the 14th. So quarterback Jordan Love, who's 23 years old, much younger, he's going to start with the game against the Chiefs. And so Rodgers reportedly got a homeopathic treatment from his personal doctor to raise his antibody level. But because our current medical system doesn't really give a lot of weight to naturopathics, homeopathy, which I think is something that needs to be looked at. I don't really know what homeopathically he would have taken, so I can't comment on exactly what he took. But I do think modern medicine needs to encompass and be a little bit more open to some homeopathic treatments and naturopathic treatments out there, especially since we're always pushing nutrition, we're pushing more vegetable diet, we're pushing vaccines, and vaccines come from homeopathy, you know, fighting fire with fire, so to speak. So anyway, he said he was immunized because he did a homeopathic remedy. So he hasn't been wearing a mask in settings where he should have been. So I don't know if they're going to get fined. So it emerged that he got a homeopathic treatment from his personal doctor, sought an exemption on the grounds to the NFL's vaccination rules. His exemption was rejected. The NFL denied his exemption. And meanwhile, as long as he didn't have COVID, he could play. Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that Rodgers was being dealt with under the NFL COVID-19 protocols and would not say if he tested positive, but we were told that he was. So, you know, I get that he's upset. I understand that. You know, do I really need to know if they've had a colonoscopy? Do I need to know if any of them have jock itch? Honestly, we really do parade people's medical histories out there. And if people say, but I need to know if Aaron Rodgers is vaccinated, because we need to make sure that, you know, he's not, you know, everybody's going to be okay on the team. Well, vaccinated people can still spread it. So I would just tell everybody, you know, whether they're vaccinated or not, use caution. Now, speaking of, as we're still on to football, I want to talk about Derek Carr. So Henry Ruggs, wide receiver, has been let go from the Raiders. He was in a car accident early Monday morning where he was driving about 159 miles an hour, hits an SUV at about 126 miles an hour, kills a 23-year-old woman and her dog. From what we understand, they were alive when the car went on fire. And, you know, we spoke about hybrids. It was a RAV4, Toyota RAV4, so it could have been a hybrid. And but still, horrible accident, and DUIs are one of the most horrific things that can happen to innocent people who are just driving on the road. And sadly, it was a fatal crash. Ruggs, luckily, had very few injuries, was treated at University Medical Center, and has been released from the team. He is going to be facing charges. Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, spoke out. And it was very interesting what Derek Carr said. And I know people are giving him some crap about this, but I understand what he said. And even though Henry Ruggs was pretty intoxicated at twice the blood level, legal blood level for alcohol, Derek Carr said that I will always be here for him. He said that won't change. I'll prove that over the course of time to him, not to anybody else. He says he needs people to love him right now. He's probably feeling a certain type of way about himself right now. He needs to be loved. If no one else will do it, I'll do it. Now, the Raiders, they had the resignation of, you know, head coach John Gruden. They've been dealing with a bunch of stuff. And I got to tell you, I know some people are upset that, you know, this guy did a DUI. You know, he killed somebody. You know, he's evil. Why is anybody even giving him the time of day? But, you know, Derek Carr, very interesting. You know, when you are a quarterback and you lead a football team, it's all about the team. And it's all about knowing that everybody has each other's back. If you feel you're on that team, and I'm not saying Derek Carr did the best thing possible, but I thought what he did was pretty gutsy and pretty admirable, not only for what he's doing for Ruggs, but what he's doing as a leader of a team. Because if you're on that team, and Derek Carr gets a lot of the credit, and Renfro, and, you know, the big names get a lot of credit, but it's a team, and it's teamwork, and it takes a team. And you can talk the talk, but you walk the walk. And so when you're on that team, you want to know that everybody, you know, anywhere from the assistants to the quarterback, that if you are in trouble, they're there for you because you're there to support that quarterback. And that quarterback gets all the quan, gets all the endorsements, gets a crap load of money, and it's because you're there, because of you. And interestingly, with Ruggs, I think a lot of people were looking at Derek Carr going, okay, what are you going to do? And, you know, he's been very hesitant to be dismissive and to be critical of his former head coach and now his former wide receiver, because I think he wants to show his team that if they are a team and they're a family, through good or bad, they're there for each other. And, you know, people were looking at the Brian Laundrie family and, you know, how the family could, you know, be a part of, you know, his evading the cops and everything that happened. And I've never had a family member that killed somebody. I've never had a family member that did something, you know, by accident or on purpose or whatever. But I get that, as Derek Carr said, this guy's alone. This guy is probably going through hell. He needs a lot of love right now. And we've seen people in Ruggs' position kill themselves. And so what should Derek Carr, if he's his friend, do? Support him. Now, so I don't criticize him for wanting to support somebody, even though he recognizes that what he did was a bad, bad thing. So took some guts. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a new drug out there, and it's called paint. It's a new addictive street drug, and we're going to spend a little more time on it. But we're learning as we go. And apparently there's been high schools that have, and school officials have been alerting parents about these kids selling this new drug. And it's a psychedelic. So it's kind of similar to mushrooms and LSD. And I'm in Chicago. Nation Caramanza got a letter sent home by Mesa Verde High School administrators in Citrus Heights. And her son, Clipper, I love that name, Clipper, is a sophomore at the school. And she received this letter. It's alerting parents about kids selling the new street drug. Paint is a pill, $5 a pill, with psychedelic effects, highly addictive. And she goes, I'm thinking, how on earth are kids getting a hold of that? These things can be really dangerous because you don't know what's in them. Now, Clipper has not encountered the drug. Well, that's what he told his mama. But he is worried that he might find himself in a potentially dangerous situation. He said, no one's tried to sell it to me. But I've had friends say that people are trying to sell it to them, and it's scary because I'm like, what if someone tries to sell it to me and things go haywire because I say no? Then Jamila Wren, a sophomore at the school, the letter has her on edge. She goes, I feel that we don't have any control over our youth. They're just out of control. You have to pray over your children. You have to pray, and you have to teach your children that it's not appropriate. Oh, Jamila has a sophomore. I was going to say, that's some pretty mature speaking for a sophomore. Okay, so Jamila has a sophomore. So she's like, you have to pray. You have to teach children that's not appropriate. So school officials are urging parents to engage in conversations with their kids about paint. We're not talking about sniffing paint. This is a completely different pill that's called paint. Parents are being asked to teach their kids the dangers of the street drugs. They go, it's really scary, and it's especially scary to think that somebody went out of the way to introduce this to a smaller school. So it's a clear pill capsule with red-brown dust. School administrators say they are currently investigating, but they need more information. And I'm going to try to write a piece on this and find a picture of it. The CDC said that nearly 840,000 people have died from a drug overdose since 1999, and in 2019, 70,600 drug overdose deaths occurred. The rate of psychostimulants is not specified, but the psychostimulants are definitely going up. Now, according to Fox News, they say more than 10,000 Americans died from an overdose involving psychostimulants. And so it does have abuse potential. And you do get a tolerance. Everybody's like, oh, I could use it because it's not addictive. Uh-uh. And kids are getting access to it way before adults. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending screening for substance use early in children at 9 years old. They say among 12th graders, close to 2 in 10 reported using prescription medication without a prescription. So, you know, some of the psychedelics that are out there, or hallucinogens, and, you know, they're hallucinogens, dissociative drugs, psychedelics, there's a huge range. So LSD. LSD was pretty famous decades ago. It's very potent, clear, white, odorless, water-soluble, and synthesized from lysergic acid. It's a compound derived, according to drugabuse.gov, from a rye fungus. It's initially produced in crystalline form. Then it can be used to produce tablets known as these micro dots, or thin squares of gelatin called window panes. I've never been offered the stuff, and I don't intend to be. It could be diluted with water or alcohol. It could be sold in liquid form. But a lot of times people will take it in an LSD-soaked paper punched into small individual squares. Now, psilocybin are your mushrooms. These are very common. Now, we see it. It gets extracted from tropical and subtropical regions of South America, Mexico, and U.S. It was ingested during religious ceremonies by indigenous cultures like from Mexico, Central America, and it could be dried, fresh, eaten raw, mixed with food, brewed into a tea. A lot of the kids, they get a smoothie with it in there. There's peyote. It's a spineless cactus with mescaline. Mescaline's the main ingredient. We've seen it used in northern Mexico, southwest United States, part of religious ceremonies. But the top or crown of the cactus has disc-shaped buttons that are cut out, dried, chewed, soaked in water to produce an intoxicating liquid. It is so bitter that people have to mix it with tea, boil the plant for several hours. But people can also produce it in a lab. PCP. PCP was developed in the 50s for anesthesia. It's found in tablets, capsules, liquid, powder. It could be snorted, smoked, injected, swallowed. Sometimes smoked after being sprinkled on marijuana, tobacco, or parsley. So if a kid goes, Mom, could you get some parsley? And they're like, huh, are you trying to increase more vegetables in your diet? Ketamine. Ketamine is a dissociative drug. It's been used for anesthetic. Makes you forget. It gives you amnesia. It's been used for veterinary offices. People have been trying to get it off the streets. But it's manufactured as an injectable liquid. It's evaporated to form a powder, snorted, compressed into pills for illicit use. It's odorless, tasteless, but it does have amnesia-inducing properties. Remember that doctor that was drugging his patients with ketamine and then raping them? And then in his defense, he said, no, it was the Sleeping Beauty. We were role-playing, and they were pretending to be asleep. He used ketamine. Dextromethorphan. Cough suppressant, expectorant. People are abusing it, though. It has antihistamines, decongestants, some of the over-the-counters, but sometimes these medications are abused and used as a dissociative hallucinogen drug. So, you know, I don't understand why kids do this. You know, I've spoken to kids about their drug use, and they'll say there was a variety of reasons. You know, one is, well, you know, we were partying. It wasn't that they were depressed. It wasn't that they were trying to leave their current reality, although many do. But it was like, look, I'm at a party. Everybody's handing it to each other. And, you know, I know peer pressure is as old as, you know, caveman days, you know. You know, come hunt. I don't want to hunt. I don't feel like hunting. You're going to hunt with us. And so you've always done things, you know, that your friends have done. But it's very difficult when these kids are trying to climb the social ladder and they do get invited to a party when they aren't usually invited to parties. They're there. Somebody hands them something, a joint, a beer, mushrooms, whatever. And they say no. Yeah, I've been pretty proud of my kids. And I know they could tell me anything and I would believe them. But I really do believe, I mean, yeah, my boys are kind of big. They're not very, you know, they can't be pushed around. And so, you know, my son, when he's like, yeah, they're asking me to do it, that I'm like, I don't want that. Get it away from me. And people back off. And I feel very, very fortunate that I have boys that can say, I don't want it. I don't want it. And it's interesting. Again, who knows? Maybe they tried it. They told me they haven't, but maybe they tried it. And when I tried it once to see what it does, it did nothing. I don't know if I don't have the cannabinoid receptors when it comes to marijuana. I've never tried any other drugs. I tried marijuana once. It did nothing. And so I understand there's all these gummies and cannabis out there. I just don't think I make the receptor. I don't know. And so who knows? Maybe my kids are like me where they're like, it didn't do anything, so why am I going to put it in my body? Other people, they just look like they're loving, like Cheech and Chong. I used to watch the Cheech and Chong movies and I'm like, wow, those drugs really do that? I've never felt it. I don't know. So 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.